It's good to see you. Thank you for the sunshine, for those of you who are visiting us today. Today we'll, before I start, know that we've thanked the people who volunteered to clean up our furnitures, the good ones and the bad ones. I want to take this opportunity to honor one individual. This individual has used her resources and her time to make sure that we have a nice fellowship place that we can have coffee. And Kari, I'm going to invite you if you can stand up. This is one of our faithful and amazing lady. She's been here for quite some time. If you enjoy the fellowship hall, that's the lady. So if you need a house to remodel or you need some advice, ask that individual. So we want to honor this lady for the remarkable work that she's done, giving herself her resources and her time. Thank you, Kari. And there are many wonderful people here that we want to honor as well, but later on in our fellowship, please don't forget to meet people, encourage them, say thank you to those we need to say thank you to. We'll continue. I think I'm going to begin our message today from our cleanup yesterday. So we have a big, for those of you who are just arrived and you've been part of the cleanup yesterday, thank you. It's hard to clean up, right? I like cleaning up. So every time when I clean up at home, you know, my wife end up trying to find things. Where is the... I have a tendency to chuck things into the garbage. And sometimes it's not good. So yesterday, there was some wonderful stuff. And I see all the furnitures, some of the furnitures, into the dumpster. And I'm reminded as we were cleaning out these things, you know, we have our chief of staff, Diane, you know, looking, make sure that we don't touch anything that's not supposed to be touched or thrown away. Hey! You know? You have security there. But there are things we're reminded again how important it is for us in time, certain season of our lives, that we need to let go of some of the things that are clogging up our lives. Amen? So as we throw away the old things, we're reminded of how we need to take care of our household, of our inner house. And there are things that we don't want to let go that we are holding on to. And God is saying, let go. Make room. Make room for me. Make room for new things. And sometimes it's only to the degree that we are willing to let go of some of those old things that have cluttered our lives. Habits, way of thinking, our worries, things that we carry with us. There's no space for God to move in our lives. And that's what I want to talk about today. as well. I have, I'm going to read from Matthew, from the book of Mark. Mark chapter 5, verse 25, a story, and I want to bring that to our message today. A story of a woman. Jesus was doing his ministries, healing the sick, casting out demons, setting people free. And then he came to this particular time that he was invited to come and help a certain family. So when they arrived, the news of Jesus spread out all over the town, and people began to gather. When Jesus came, a huge crowd came to see Jesus. It says there were too many, shoulder to shoulder. It's kind of like going to a rugby match, the big crowd outside. But it says that in the midst of all this crowd, the pushing and the shoving and the pulling and the jumping, there was a woman, so weak and worn out. And Mark says that this woman has been suffering from a certain disease. She's used many, much of her resources just trying to get better. She's been carrying this burden for 12 years. It's sad that as he stood there, she has a goal. There's a reason why she came and be part of that crowd, not just to see Jesus, the person everyone is talking about, but she wants to get to that person. She said, if I can just go and touch the garment of Jesus. So there's an intention in this lady's life. The burden she's been carrying, the culture that she is living in at that day and time, for those who are suffering the way she's suffering, most of the women, they're considered as unclean. And they are not allowed to be associated with the common people. And if she come in contact with somebody, they will be declared unclean as well. So it's a pretty serious situation that she's in. She's bound by this sickness. And she's wanting to be free. And the only way she can do that is that this healer that is in town, she has to connect with him. And he said that she started to make her way forward in the midst of the crowd. She tried to conceal herself so no one would recognize this woman and what she represents in their society. Broken, tired, weary, worn out individual. And no one understands what she's going through. She pushed herself in through this and through the thick, and she came closer to Jesus. She reached out, maybe past the disciples, and touched the garment of Jesus. At once, Jesus realized that the power had gone out of him after the woman touched. She said, let me backtrack here. If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt that in her body, that she was freed from her suffering. Once Jesus realized the power had gone out of him, he said, who touched me? The disciple see the people crowding against you. His disciple answers, and yet you ask who touched me. So they told him, but Jesus, there's people around you. Of course, there's a big crowd here. You ask who touched you? There are many people that are in contact with Jesus, but this one is different. There's something different about this touch, this connection. Jesus said, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at the feet of Jesus. With fear, he told the whole truth. And Jesus said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering. Somebody says that we are only as close to God as we choose to, as we want to. This lady has a purpose. He has an intention. Not only that she wants to be healed, and there is no way that she can do that from the crowd or from a distance. Her breakthrough, the deliverance, and the healing that she's been waiting for only comes when he is in connection with God. Not from a distance, not from outside. There were many people that were touching Jesus and are closer to Jesus. At that day, only one person encounter her in a very special way. And that was this lady. We read in Hebrew, let us draw closer to God with a sincere heart. Our drawing closer to Jesus and our faith are connected together. This woman, Jesus didn't say to her, oh, it's nice for you to come closer. I'm glad you are better. Good on you, lady. Jesus looked at her in the face and said, daughter, your faith has healed you. He said, go in peace and be free from your suffering. The beginning of this month, we talked about Jesus inviting us in Matthew. He said, come to me, all of you who are tired. Come to me. And I will give you rest. Not only rest, he said, but I will give you peace in your soul. Deep inside you. Not just the smile, but in you, I will give you that peace. And then we also talk about faith, holding on to our faith. Then we talk about the presence last. So what we're trying to do here is preparing us as we move into the new semester. I was reminded yesterday as we were cleaning up on how important it is for us to put our household in order. I'm not talking about just our physical order in our house, buying new furniture, moving to a new place, but the readjustment and the realignment of our lives with God. This woman was surrounded by every obstacle that society can bring her, her culture. Her culture forbid her to do exactly what she did. But she overlooked the protocol because she was desperate. Not only that she was healed, but she encountered the King of Kings, the healer. She was free. She came face to face with Jesus. And that intention was paid. God freed her. And then we read an incredible, throughout history, we read the story of this lady. It is that faith that connects us, that God, that each and every one of us, this one thing I like, that I remember a picture from the White House, the Oval Office. I think it was President Kennedy sitting on his desk. There was his son playing beneath him. This amazing picture. Why is he there in one of the most powerful offices in the world? It's the relationship that the son had with his father. You and I, as a child of God, we have the right to know God. And I believe it's a paradox for us to know God and yet know Him even better. And that's the focus for this semester, this coming semester, next year, that we pay attention inwardly to what's happening inside us. We pay attention. I was talking about putting our household in order as we were cleaning up yesterday. Maybe there are things that we need to readjust. Maybe there are things that we, as husband and wife, need to readjust. Father and kids, parents, as a church, as a community, in our relationship, in our journey together to be a growing, not only that we are growing in our faith individually, but as a community that we are growing and we are thriving in the community, in this season that God has put us here. Our faith in God gives us also a sense of purpose. Our faith in God also gives us a sense of identity. Our connection with God shows us, reveals to us our identity. Our security that is anchored in Him. We live in a world today that are many ideas that can be like this crowd that this woman has to go through. What are your crowds? She could easily see the crowd and say, you know what? I can't do this. It's too many people. I will be found out. I'm breaking protocol here. Her insecurity, she could easily withdraw herself and say, no, I don't want to. It cost us to have an encounter. It'll cost you your time, some sacrifice. When I was in Fiji, I took my children to Nandi, one of the isolated training schools for missionaries, in right there in the highland. Took Akanisi and I said, they said, Dad, what are we doing here? We have to drive quite a distance from town. I said, I want you to see where Daddy's first training here. And then I took them to a river. I said, this is bamboo patch right by the river is where that I, every morning, every evening, when I was 17, 18 years old in my training, that's where I spent time alone. That's where I went and cried out to God. No one knows. It was my secret place. I go there and I visited that place and I told my kids, when Daddy was 18, this is where he comes every morning. In the time of my training, this is where I cry out to God. A broken young man. And this is where I have that encounter. It's my secret place. And when I went there, I had goosebumps. I was emotional just looking at the place where God took us from. This is where you had only one pair of flip-flops for the whole year because you have nothing. This is where he began the work. Everything, as we read today, flows out of that encounter with Jesus. I want to leave us with that thought. No matter who we are or what we do or what position we have in life, that our privileges and our responsibility flows out from that throne, from that presence, from that secret place, from that encountering God. It cost us. It cost this woman. She has to go through the obstacles to find her healing and her encounter. Amen, everyone. And we want to leave that thought today with us. What do I need to throw away? Just like we're throwing all this stuff that we need to throw away. Are there things that we need to throw away that we're trying to keep? Christ is the center of our security and our identity. Our sense of purpose in our lives is rooted in our faith in him. Comes out and flows out of that. Let's sort out our household. I'm talking about our lives. If we have to pursue God, let's do that. He said to the woman, he didn't say, I admire your persistence. I would say that to her. But Jesus looked at her and said, daughter, he said, your faith. It is your faith that brought you to where you are today. It is your faith in me that has broken the bondage that you have been carrying. Amen. Let us pray. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's just take a moment. If there are things that we need to tell God, dear God, we want to thank you that you are always inviting us to come, to bring our burdens to you, to refocus. Not only that you invite us to put our household in order, but you came to help us put things in place. We pray that you will give us the strength and the courage to pursue you, to respond to your invitation. Come to me, all of you. In your name we pray. Amen.